Slit it in little slices, spread it out on a sheet on the roof, dry it. That, but as I say, that was a holdover from Civil War days where they had to extemporize more or less, you know. She still dried apples and peaches and okra and made hominy like we explained yesterday and sauerkraut, of course, molasses.
How would she use the dried hominy?
And bought it after, not the hominy, didn't dry the hominy.
I mean the
okra? Oh, dinner in soup, vegetable soup.
After it was dried.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You put it with water, it comes right back, you know.
And the flavor is still
there? Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. It was all right.
Mm-hmm. How about the little radishes?
Yep.
What types of those do you remember?
I had the long ones and the little round ones. Mm-hmm. Two types. One was long. And we used to have big ones, great big things. Grew about that big. I don't know what you call them, but we used to have some big radishes.
And how about the different greens? And did you call them greens?
Yeah, greens. Mustard greens, collards, cabbage, kale.
What did you call the greens when they were very young?
Still greens.
Yeah. Does this word salad have much
frequency? Yeah, well, salad was a preparation of different vegetables cut up together. Cut up lettuce, tomatoes, cucumbers.
You never used the word salad for the greens.
No.
Poke salad.
Now, poke salad, they did use poke salad, but that grew wild. You went out and gathered that. Mm-hmm. Called it poke salad, yeah.
But you're saying that the salad was the dish rather than the greens.
Right.
So I see.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And how about these little wild tomatoes about the size of your
head? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever call them Tommy Toes?
They generally called them volunteers. My grandmother told me that. She remembered when tomatoes were called love apples, and they thought they were poison, they wouldn't eat them. And they were all very small then. Mm-hmm. And they still grow these little tomatoes. They fell up here, grow pecks of those little things. And they're nice in soup and things like that. Little tiny tomatoes.
Would you explain about beans, different kinds of beans, and how you harvest?
We had pole beans and bunch beans. The pole beans, you had to stick them, they grew up on. During they got canes out of the swamp, stuck them, and they grew up as a pole beans, which is considered much better than bunch beans. Bunch beans came in earlier. But, of course, they never let them mature, you know. They picked them green and snapped them, as they called them, and generally cooked them with a pork, piece of ham hock or bacon or something like that.
How about the dried beans? Did you dry them?
No. No, they never dried them. They never let them mature.
Or if you had butter beans inside, how did you get them out?
Butter beans are different. Now you pick the butter beans and hull those.
Uh-huh.
That's different.
Never dried any.
Never dried them. I know.
Different parts of corn. In the first place, corn that you grow for the table would be different from what you grew for the hogs.
Well, yeah, there was a sweet corn. That was for table use, and they call that other horse corn. They didn't. They grew this corn. It was a sweet corn for the table.
And you'd eat it at the table, hold it in your hand.
Yeah, right. I had old uncle go down one end up the other side, and he'd get it all. He'd get it all about two passes.
What was that called? The sweet corn.
Corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob.
Then they had it fried and fried corn too. And then they made corn fritters.
Corn fritters.
Fried, yeah. Uh-huh. Cut the corn off the cob and make it into fritters and fry it, you know, and pretty good. Make corn fritters about like that.
How about the word roasting ears?
Roasting ears.
Is that the same as corn on the cob?
That's it.
Which is the earlier term, do you think?
I had a letter from a nigger friend of mine up at my old home place. Told me to come and get some WROASIN. That's the way he spells it, roasting is.